R. W2T, W1, RER.
AR, W2T. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, SD. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing. Had to run out to the grocery store and pick up a few items. And now I'm headed back to the house and picked up lunch while I was out there. So, you know, get things all together, take out, so I'm not eating in. And I see a new restaurant has opened over here near me.
That's a good thing. And I'm kind of glad I did my running around also this morning because I'm driving back home now and it's raining. I'm driving into a rainstorm.
Well, it's just started sprinkling here as I was coming into the grocery store. And it's still sprinkling lightly as I come out again. So I'm hopefully going to get home before the bottom drops out. And then maybe this afternoon I can play a little bit of radio. Of course, I got to put up another antenna. My loop is broken again, so I've got to, before I can put up a new one of those, I got to get me some more wire. Right now it's just a case of putting up a straight wire antenna with as a dipole, and I've got an antenna built. All I got to do is get it up in the air now.
Big wire antenna, just like a 1-to-1 balun with wires.
Yeah, like an 80-meter dipole, something just like that. Just, you know, with a center fed or off center fed, one of the two. I've got one, and it's coiled up in my closet, in the closet. So I just got to get it out and get someone to come over with a launcher and help me get it up in the air, and then I can get back, put that one back in service. I'm going to have to order me new wire and everything for the loop, because that I want to need some of that copper clad steel, because this other, the loop had only been up just a hair over a year and it's busted twice since then.
Good. I had one of my old ones I was putting up, and I was pulling on the wire, and it broke on me. So luckily I was able to twist it back together and solder it to make it whole.
My loop when it first, the first time it broke, but with this second time, it's just getting where it's, I got a feeling this wire wasn't, I need something that's a little bit better, and the one I'm using now is not going to do it. So sometime after the, you know, after the first of next month, I'll see if I can scrounge up enough money to go buy me the wire I need, then I can rebuild the loop and then figure out how to get it up in the air again. And I'd love to be able to put up some, at least one corner of it, put it up using a pulley system so that the wire can move around through the, all over the system when the trees move.
Thing we haven't done, and, I got the center line on the balun now, which I didn't before for a while, and, I think I'm going to loosen it just a little bit so there's a little give and take in the wires.
It needs to have some movement. I think that's probably what broke mine. So, anyway, it is what it is. You staying home and staying healthy and out of all of this mess?
Sure. Been avoiding big crowds. And I'll tell you what, I haven't even been on the radio that much. Not that I'm worried about catching any germs over the radio, but that's all they're talking about is this virus. It's starting to get to be old news, if you know what I mean, unless it's just me being old and getting a little fussy.
Oh, I got to agree with you. I'm tired. You know, the thing about it is they haven't talked about the fact that already this year, from the flu alone this year, there are between 8 and 10,000 people have already died from the flu. And this is something new. It's a different thing. It's being blown out of proportion by the media. And, I mean, that's what's causing, you know, causing all of the headaches everywhere. The grocery shelves are half stocked because they can't get stuff coming in. And things like that, and they worried, talked about, you know, they're closing down all, I understand being safe in the public, but to close down businesses, make businesses close down so they lose money, so they're going to end up going out of business because of something like this, you know, that's kind of not fair to the business world. But it's being pushed by some of the, one of the parties up there in Washington and by the media that they control, so I've had enough of it. So I'm like you. I don't listen to, I read things, I'm aware of what's going on, but I don't spend all my time listening to everybody grousing about it.
I agree, and you know, it's also going to come out sooner or later that this was a man-made virus. A lot of people, you don't hear about that, but I did read somewhere that it was a man-made virus.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been mentioned a couple of times in the news, but not to any high level. And but I guess they'll figure out where, and, well, I think they probably know where it came from, where everybody got sick to start with. Well, I have arrived back at the house. I am pulling in the yard, and I'm going to take my stuff and go in the house. Put my lunch on the table so I can eat and go from there. You have a good one. Be careful this afternoon. We'll talk to you later. You want RAR, WTT.
Hey, Rusty, before you go, let me ask you one question. Have I been full quieting, any white noise at all or anything? Because I'm working off a different antenna, and I just want to make sure it's still getting good coverage on the repeater.
Well, you're going down the interstate. You've been going up and down, so there are some spots that you will find you know, some noise in there. But pretty much on the whole, you've been perfectly readable every time. Like I said, there were a couple of spots where you were a little bit scratchy, but other than that, pretty much pretty readable all the way
down. Good. I took the little 2-meter 440 antenna off, and I'm running it through the ETF, you know, for the 857D, because it can't run both frequencies, so I just wanted to see, you know, make sure it wasn't too directional. All right, 73s, have a good one. Maybe we'll find you on the radio later this afternoon.
Sometimes I get reception, sometimes I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're still kicking.
Took a little longer than expected. I did not fly. I drove. I didn't want to get on any airplanes, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's about, 16 hours?
Matt, we did it in, 13.
Wow, okay. Well, how far above Long Island is Connecticut?
The overall bet consider on the market, there are ones that look far better, maybe don't perform quite as well, like
Long Island Sound. And from Connecticut Shore to Long Island is 12 miles. That's how wide Long Island Sound is. But that's not the North Shore. That's like Port Jefferson, that area, if you know anything about Long Island.
Yeah, the only thing I know about Long Island is out there at Comac, Islip, you know, in that area.
With that area. Not far. Like I said, it's kind of across from us. You would hit, well, it's south of Connecticut. So, a little bit, not much.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, speaking of long distances, guess where I talked to yesterday? And I'm not talking about FT8, which I'm up on now. I'm talking about voice, sideband.
You're going to have to explain to me about FT8 because I'm not sure what that is.
And on voice, phone, I spoke to the Polar Research Center in the Northwest Territories that is approximately 60 miles north of Greenland.
Nice. Would you do that on your inverted V or the dipole?
No, I did it on the dipole. Dipole.
That's pretty good.
Now you're making some good connection with the
inverted V. Once you got that up, working good now?
Stepped on you in there. Try one more time.
Working pretty good. Now the dipole is doing good also.
The inverted V is doing great. I talked to a guy in Orlando, Florida, and over to Pensacola, and there's some guys over in Georgia and West Virginia, so my short range is doing terrific. It's really good. And on the other rotatable dipole, man, that thing's just getting out all over the place.
I heard you checking into that nightly net, the sideband net.
If you're talking about 3915, I checked into it last night. I was number 82 to check in.
Okay, you must have been after me then. I get a little upset with that net because the guys don't go in their proper sequence. You know, they like to jump the gun. I know there's a lot of nets going on at night, you know, on that frequencies or around there, but just, you know, I'll wait for my group, check in, and then I usually get out of there.
Well, I generally wait until the A to Z, and, you know, when they call the A to Z, I'll check in when it starts calming down. That way I'm not trying to break in. You know, I just get tired of trying to force my way in.
Well, yeah, I wait for my group, you know. I'll wait for the W group, and, but, like, when they do the A to D or A to E, and you get a lot of whiskeys checking in, I don't know. Then, but I can understand if they're going to another net.
Okay, 4BW8. Yeah, I tell you what, on the FT8, which is a digital data, man, I tell you what, I've talked to Ecuador, Argentina. I tried to hit somebody over on the Falkland Island, but I couldn't quite get a return on that one. And I talked to, I contacted, Italy a couple of times. Yeah, it's pretty cool. But, you know, then again, some people say that's not ham radio.
Hey, George, can you hear me? George
is busy, and I got the frequency. Did you copy that, W1RAR?
W1RAR in the group. I'm going to have to stop by someday and check that out.
Well, you know you're welcome to come on up anytime, Bubba. Matter of fact, with everything going on. Oh, hey, by the way, I tried to get my wife some lunch today, and all the dining rooms and all the fast food places are closed in Spartanburg. Had to go through the drive-thru and then take it over to her.
Back from, out near your way. Well, not really. Kind of near Greer. Well, it is kind of out near you. I was going to stop and pick up lunch, and I said, you know what, we got so much in their fridge, because I haven't been around for a week, so, I said, I'll just come home and make something to eat, it'll be safer.
There you go. All right, well, listen, let's jump off of here and let that other frequency that's trying to get a hold of George in here, and, I will talk to you later, bud, 73s, W1RAR. K4BWA, clear after your final.
I got a few things to get done today, and then I'll be kind of freed up, so we'll have to see and get together, even if we do lunch or something. All right, 73s for now. W1RAR in the mobile will be on the side. The jam, I'm looking for George. Go ahead.